The next patient is Mark Fafeita. The last name is F-A-F-E-I-T-A. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant that is that was done ten years ago, living-related transplant at Tampa General Hospital. The etiology of the kidney failure was obstructive nephropathy. We know that the patient has a incompetent urinary bladder that is followed by the urology clinic in Tampa. I have to point out that this patient has a colonization with Enterobacter cloaca. And he is completely asymptomatic. The laboratory workup today, the program level is 6.1, and the kidney function that was done on January the 3rd of 2024, the creatinine is 1.1, and the estimated EFR is 65. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits. The liver function tests with their normal limits. Period for the next time, we will do the BK virus and the ultrasound of the native kidneys that has to be done on a yearly basis. Number two, this patient has the BPH with the incompetent bladder and the colonization asymptomatic and is followed by Tampa. Number three, arterial hypertension under control. Number four, hyperlipidemia that is under control, following number hypermagnesemia that is under control, hypomagnesemia that is under control, H-Y-P-O magnesemia that is under control. The patient will be reevaluated in 4 months. We invested in the laboratory workup and reviewing the notes from Tampa for 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.